Well, what a joy it is to be able to come to you every week and just do an overview of the book of Revelation. Can you imagine? We're all the way up to chapter 15. What a joy. But we want to always remember what the blessing is that's given to us. And we look back and it starts in chapter 1, verse 1 through the first three verses. This is the revelation from Jesus Christ, which God gave him concerning the events that'll happen soon. An angel was sent to God's servant John so that John could share the revelation with God's other servants. John faithfully reported the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ, everything that he saw. God blesses the one who reads this prophecy to the church, and he blesses all who listen to it and obey what it says, for the time is near when these things will happen. And we are getting close to the age of grace coming to a close. But I think one of the most important parts, and of course you've heard me say this before, that it's God's love letter to us. And John, being the receiver of the revelation from Jesus Christ, challenged to write it down. And as we read it, it's to encourage Christians to keep their eyes on Jesus, who will reward the faithful and obey his word right up until the end of the age of grace. So when you're feeling like giving up, remember the glory that awaits you as a child of God. The blessed hope, as I like to call it. It's really interesting as we get ready to read chapter 15 that we studied the whole book of Revelation in church a year or two ago, maybe. Time flies when you're having fun. But now every time I turn on television, or even secular television, not only the Christian ones, but even in the secular, there's advertisements about reading and hearing and understanding the book of Revelation. So, Bethel, you're ahead a little bit of all the rest of the churches because you're receiving the Word of God in the book of Revelation. Thanks be to God. Chapter 15. It's the song of Moses and of the Lamb. Hear God's Word, recording of the New Living Translation. Then I saw in heaven another significant event. It was great and marvelous. Seven angels were holding the seven last plagues, which would bring God's wrath to a completion. I saw before me what seemed to be a crystal sea mixed with fire, and on it stood all the people who had been victorious over the beast and his statue, and the number representing his name. They were all holding harps that God had given to them, and they were singing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb. Great and marvelous are your actions, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are your ways. O King of the nations, who will not fear, O Lord, and glorify your name? For you alone is holy. All nations will come and worship before you, for you our righteous deeds have been revealed. And then the other subtitle is the seven bowls of the seven plagues, starting in verse 5. Then I looked and I saw the temple in heaven. God's tabernacle was thrown wide open. The seven angels who were holding the bowls of the seven plagues came from the temple, clothed spotless with white linen, with gold belts across their chests. And one of the four living beings handed each of the seven angels a gold bowl filled with the terrible wrath of God, who lives forever and ever. The temple was filled with smoke from God's glory and power, and no one could enter the temple until the seven angels had completed pouring out the seven plagues. May God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of chapter 15. So what are these seven seals and these seven trumpets and the seven bowls? Well, the seven seals are the seven trumpets, and the seven bowl vials are in a series of three for the end time judgments of God, the end of the age of grace. The seventh seal introduces seven trumpets, and the seven trumpets introduces the seven bowls. But the seven seals include the appearance of the Antichrist, great warfare in heaven, as we read in the scriptures, martyrdom of believers in Christ. But those who have overcome, those who will survive these six seals, are right to call out, as we looked in chapter 6 a long time ago. Fall on us and hide us from the face of him who sits on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb, for the great day of their wrath has come, and who can stand? But the seventh trumpet calls forth the seven angels who carry the seven bowls of God's wrath. The bold judgments include painful sores and afflicting humanity as we look back all through the previous chapters. And we'll look a little bit more in chapter 16 next week. Together, the seven seals and the seven trumpets and the seven bowls are an indication of the end of the age of grace. And it's a compromise, for the great day of the Lord's God is coming. Are you just one of the judgments, the Holy One, because you have so been judged? Or have you accepted Christ into your life? And now you can shout out, "Yes, Lord God Almighty, true and just are your judgments for the blessed hope that we have in Christ." Well, I pray you're having a good day, and I hope and pray that you are studying along with us in the book of Revelation. It's a joy and honor to bring these overviews to you every week. And, of course, next week we'll look at chapter 16. Well, have a blessed day. In Jesus' name, amen.